Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So glad to see all of you here. God loves you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. I believe that your life will never be the same after today. Your life will be changed. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come and receive your word. Your word is sweeter than honey. Your word is the things that you exalted above your name in heaven. Lord, we know that without your word, we will be lack of nutrition. We will be, Lord, weak and sick spiritually. The word of God is like the food to our spirit, Lord. And Lord, we want to take and eat the word of God right now. May this word come from your Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that my preaching and my speech will not be a persuasive words of human wisdom, but by the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that their faith will not rest upon the wisdom of man, but on the power of God. Father, thank you, Lord, that I don't know all the English words. Thank you, Lord, that I have accent, so that they can listen carefully, so that they cannot fall asleep. Thank you, Lord, that I don't speak fluently like many local pastors here, so that they can depend on the power of God, not on the eloquence of a man. Thank you, Lord, that the message will be simple for people to understand, but will be practical for people to go and do. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Are you glad that your pastor have an accent? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I keep you on your toes all the time. To hear, maybe sometimes I say wrong pronunciation, you have to, what? What? Keep you awake. Thank you, Lord Jesus. By the way, thank you for everyone who come and correct me how to speak English. Sometimes I say it wrong and you come and say, no, you say it wrong way. Amen. One time I say one word and I wonder why everyone laugh at me. I call one city, I call like this, Houston. Because H-O-U should be O. So I call Houston. Everyone laugh at me. And eventually somebody bold enough to correct me and say, no, it's not Houston. It's Houston. Houston. I say, English word is interesting. H-O-U call Houston, not Houston. Interesting. I'm living in a very interesting country here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Last time we learned about mission. We learned about our mission, what we're going to do. And we learned that we want to turn as many lost souls as we can into the spirit-filled disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to listen to the first part of this sharing, get the CD. We have the CD that you can order. Amen. You should listen to the word of God. But today I'd like to talk about our vision. I gave a little bit of some introduction about our vision last time, last Sunday. And as I say, this is for our church, for our family here. This is not for other churches. I don't know what other pastor have that vision. Some pastor may have different vision, have different mission. But this is what God spoke into our heart, into my heart as a pastor. That our vision is to attain to the fullness of Christ by devoting ourselves to God's word, fellowship, prayer, worship, and welcoming the Holy Spirit. We want to become like Christ. Yesterday, God is a God of sense of humor. Yesterday, I walked into the restroom of a restaurant. God always speaks to me in the restroom for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe because at that time, I didn't think about something else. I just walked in. God suddenly spoke to me. He said like this, "Son, do you know that everything about me, my power, my honor, my wisdom, my joy, my love, my grace, my wisdom, my knowledge is unlimited." Amen. It's unlimited. Like when you want to look at something, you try to look and far away, or that is the edge, the fence of a house. The fence of the house is there, so big house. Wow, John has a big house. Cannot see the fence. But you know, in God's kingdom, everything, no limit, no fence. And that's what God wants us to become like Christ. Christ has unlimited love. Christ has unlimited power. Christ has unlimited wisdom. Christ has unlimited, unmeasurable grace and power, everything. That's why this is a big vision, because we want to reach to become like Christ. It's going to be kind of lifetime vision. It doesn't happen overnight. It's going to have to change from glory. The word glory, when we talk about the word glory, there are two meanings. Let me explain to you a little bit, because a lot of you are new believers here. The word glory, there are two main meanings. Number one means the perfect attribute of God. God is magnificent. God is holy, righteous, just, loving. Everything about His perfection, that is the glory of God. And not only that, the word glory of God in the Bible also means the thick, weighty, like a gold, very heavy. Weighty, not like titanium. Titanium is light, that's why they used to make airplane, and for the plate and screw in the back, they use titanium. God's glory is a heavy presence of God. Definitely, when the heavy presence of God comes, He will reveal His attribute. Last night when I was so filled with the Holy Ghost, last night when God moved last night, oh, when I get up from the floor, I look at everyone, I just love everyone. Just, oh, everyone looks so beautiful. Oh. Because I was drunk in the Holy Spirit, drunk with the glory of God. And everyone just looks so beautiful. I just love everyone. The glory of God, the presence of God, come with His attribute. Comes with His attribute. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of God," the perfection of God. We try to look at Him, we try to focus on Him, focus on His presence. We all are being transformed into the same image, from glory unto glory unto glory unto glory, go up higher and higher to become more and more like Christ by the Spirit of God. That is our vision. Every Christian should have that goal. You should not stay baby forever in the Spirit. How do you feel if you see a 65 years old man still crawl on the floor and drinking bottle of milk? And don't know how to walk, don't know how to handle situation in life. You want a 65 years old man to grow up, to become mature. The same thing as Christian, we need to set the vision and the goal that I'm going to grow up to become more and more and more and more like Christ. Next year, I'm going to have more love than this year. Next year, I'm going to have more power than this year. Next year, I'm going to have more grace, more compassion, more mercy, more joy, more faith. We need to grow. Amen. Yeah. Have you ever seen a dead cow? When a cow is dead and lie on the ground, what happened to that cow? When the cow is dead, we call stagnation. Dead thing is stagnation, stagnant. When you go to see a dead cow, you feel something, and I want to call that thing stench of stagnation. How many people don't know the word stench mean? Stench. What does stench mean? Bad smell. Christian who don't grow up gonna have the stench of stagnation. Amen. We need to move, keep moving from glory to glory. We need to keep growing. If you stop, you are on the way to spiritual death. You are on the way to going downhill and become lukewarm. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 29, for those whom he foreknew, of whom he was aware, a love beforehand. God loved you before you were born. In other words, he also destined from the beginning for ordaining them to mold. Everyone say molded. God is molding us, changing us into the image of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was 100% man, but 100% God. Jesus Christ as a man, he showed us how to live as a godly man and a godly woman. He showed us example in the Bible. When you read the full gospel, we want to become like him. Pastor Lau is not your model. Amen. Brittany Spears is not your model. Sean Connolly is not your model. Amen. Your model, your example, the best example is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You need to become like Jesus. How? Now, how are we going to get there? We're going to look at the Bible. The Bible gives us a clear direction. The Bible gives us the way that the early church ran. Very simple. How are we going to get there to become like Christ? Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47. This is the model of the early church, the first church in the world in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God knows that some of you are sleeping right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 2, 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostle teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They are like a family. They come together, they love one another. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. This is a family, helping each other. They don't ignore one another. Every day, they continue to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. Praising God. If you don't like joy, you need to read the Bible. They are glad. They smile. They're happy. Amen. Praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. I'm going to mention to you a few things. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 things that quickly here to tell you this is how we're going to get there to become like Christ. The first thing that we're going to get there to become like Christ is that we need the Word of God. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 verse 42 again, they devoted themselves to the apostle teaching, to the Word. Here, we need the Word to change us. You know, as we grow up, we have been bombarded and brainwashed by many things that we received since we were young. Is that right? I remember when I was in Thailand long time ago, my society teach me this. It's okay to flirt around with women and cheat your wife. That's the society taught me. It's okay to go out and just sneak out and cheat your wife. And not only that, when I went to school, I remember when I was in high school, I watched commercial in the TV. At that time, there was a jean called Wrangler. Do you know Wrangler jean? So in that movie, in the Wrangler, to the commercial, a man come in with Wrangler jean and walk like this. And then while he's walking like this, he has a cigarette on his hand. I remember the commercial. And then during that time, a few girls, beautiful girl, dressed with a less cloth on the body, come and like this to this man. So when I was growing up, the world tell me that to be a great man, you need to wear jean. And you need to have cigarette in your hand, and you need to have many girls around you. You see, that's why our mind has been colored by the teaching of our parents, our school, our society, by the board on the, you know, on the freeway, you see things, you know, you see by that movie, a lot of stuff that going on around us, bombard us and change things, make our mind become corrupted. Then what God want to do to change us, the first thing God want to change us is to change our mind. Because if our thinking change, there is a hope that our heart gonna change. Is that right? First of all, I need to change our thinking. Now I realize that by the word of God, I become a man of God by being humble, serving, have one wife, love my wife, treat my wife like a queen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Not to boss over her like this. I need to serve her. Amen. That is the real man of God. You don't need to wear jeans to become a great man. Amen. So it changed. My thinking is changed by the word of God. The word of God renew your mind. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 12 verse 2. I read verse 2. To save time. Do not be conformed to this world. The world bombarded you with the worldly thinking. Worldly thinking. More money. More security. More houses. More prestige. More importance in you. More, you know, more reputation. The world teach you that more money, more reputation, more importance. More security. I tell you, money doesn't give you security. Amen. That is the world thinking. Do not conform to this world, this age, fashion after, and adapted to its external, superficial custom, but be transformed by the entire, everyone say entire. The whole thing, the whole renewal of your mind. The Bible says in Ephesians, I read last Sunday, that to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. The word of God will cleanse our mind to think, to have the mind of Christ. Think like God. You're going to save a lot of problem in your life, save a lot of calamity in your life if you think like Christ. Amen. And that come by the word and by the spirit of God. Amen. So everyone say, I need the word. So you need to read the word, study the word, hear the word. I never waste my time in the car. In the car, I do majority, 90% of the time in the car, I do three things. Number one, listen to sermon. Number two, pray. Number three, worship. Sometimes the hospital page me, I call. Or sometimes I call my wife or my kids. But most of the time, I will listen to the word. I will pray and worship God in the car. I will never waste my time in the car. I always love to listen to the teaching, the word of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We need to keep take the word of God and read the Bible every day. And you're going to be healthy and beautiful. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in your spirit. Hallelujah. Fellowship, number two. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 42 again, they devoted themselves to the apostle teaching and to the fellowship. My dear brother and sister, God used this method to help you to grow up. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 verses 3 to 7, fellowship means sharing life together. You fellowship with God, you spend deep relationship with God. Christianity is about relationship. And number two, you spend share life with brother and sister in the church. You spend time, you get to know each other, and you share life, you share the heartache together, you laugh together, you help one another, you exhort one another. That is important. You need to fellowship. If you don't go to fellowship, you cannot grow. Because that's how we were built. We were made. We were created. 1 John chapter 1 verses 3 and 7. What we have seen now ourselves and heard, we are also telling you so that you too may realize and enjoy fellowship. Everyone say fellowship. As partners and partakers with us. And this fellowship that we have, which is a distinguishing mark of Christians, is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. We fellowship with God, and we're going to talk about that later on, about prayer. But if we really are living and walking in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have true, unbroken fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us, removes us from all sin and guilt, keep us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestation. My dear brother and sister, God say, if we fellowship, we give you the opportunity to fellowship in our bulletin. If you don't have bulletin, you can get it later on. We have many care groups here that you can go to. Many Bible study group and care group, you can go and fellowship with brother and sister. Or you can have dinner together, you can come and join some ministry together to fellowship with one another. If you fellowship with one another, the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all sins. Fellowship is very important. Why? I explain to you. Number one, because in a fellowship, somebody is going to step on your toes. In a fellowship, somebody who don't like personality. Have you ever seen anybody in the church, but don't point finger to that person yet? That have the personality that get on your nerve all the time. Is that right? You see that person, oh, I don't like this guy. When this guy show up, I really want to walk out. I tell you, God sent that guy for you. God sent the person who really get on your nerve all the time to your care group. Amen. To sharp you up, to refine you, so that you learn how to walk in unconditional love. Amen? Yep. If people come in and they are not lovely, you learn how to love, learn how to forgive, you grow up. But if God never send those hard cases to you, you will never grow up. So God give you a homework. So God gonna send somebody who get on your nerve. You may not like the way he walk like this. And you, oh, I don't like this. Maybe the way he eat like this you don't like. Maybe that person like to put the finger in the nose all the time. You don't like. But love that person no matter what. I just try to be extreme here. Amen. Just to help you to see the picture. Amen. So, not only that, why we need fellowship? Because, let me explain to you. Try to keep you awake. Because, you know, you need me and I need you. The Bible says this, we all know in part. We don't know everything. I thank God for the testimony of Ginny. Because of the revelation in her life, she can teach all of us. We need Ginny. We need Ron. Without Ron, we don't have a bass guitar man today. Amen. We need each other. Amen. Hallelujah. I find the blessing of fellowship. In fact, it takes a while to learn how to fellowship. And the fellowship really builds us to grow up because we need each other so much. We need each other so much. We all have weaknesses and we have good strength in our life. 2 days ago, I was so blessed to fellowship with a brother. You know, I have a chance to spend time with Matt, speaking a little bit. Oh, after I went home, I was so blessed to fellowship with him. Because he gave me wisdom that I don't have. So I learned from Matt Plant, I'm talking about. So it's a blessing, because somebody knows something that you don't know. And I need that. And you need me too, because I have something that I can offer to you. So that's why the Bible says in the book of Romans, it's a mutual edification. It's a building one another up in the church. You bless other, you edify other or build people up, and they build you up. Amen. Every one of us here needs somebody else. We cannot be alone. That's why it's important to spend time in fellowship. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, try to join a care group if you can. Try to go to the fellowship group. Believe me, you will be blessed. I know that you have a temptation. When you get home from work, like 6 o'clock, you get tired. You are hungry. You want to eat. You want to spend time with your wife. You want to spend time with your kids. You want to watch some news and TV. Why in the world I have to go to care group today? Believe me. Give your time 1 day a week. Go to care group. Spend time with brother and sister. It will pay off. You're going to grow up more. You're going to be stronger. Give that 1 day a week to God, to the fellowship. Amen. How many people have been blessed by going to care group? Raise your hand up. We need that fellowship. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number, look at this. In fellowship, we need to really bless one another, love one another. You know, in order to show love, you need to take action. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Little children, let us not love merely in theory or in speech, but in deed and in truth, in practice and in sincerity. I tell you right now, I never take your presence here for granted. I take this as love. You wake up in the morning on Sunday instead of sleeping in. You spend time with us on Sunday morning. I take your time to fellowship with me and with God this morning as love. Amen. Amen. I consider that Jim loved me. That's why he come here today. I'm serious. I never take it for granted. I value your time. Because that's how you practically show love to one another. By spending time, eating together, go do something together. You give your time. It's the most valuable thing in your life. It's more even than money. Because money you can get more. But time is only 24 hours a day. You cannot extend your time. You have only certain limit of time in your life. And you give your time to somebody, it means that you value that person. It's a fellowship time. You give time to one another. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So not only fellowship. Number three. Number one, the word. Everyone say the word of God. Number two, fellowship. If you want to become like Christ, you need to fellowship. Number three, prayer. You need to fellowship with God in prayer. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 42 again. And they steadfastly persevere, devoting themselves constantly to the instruction and fellowship of the apostle, to the breaking of bread and the Lord's Supper and prayers. You need to spend time with God. Amen. Amen. If you spend time with somebody for long enough, you're going to look like that person. You agree with me? Because something is going to rub on you. Amen. You know, I tell you one thing, one of my weaknesses, and I still have that, the trait of that weaknesses in my life. One of my big weaknesses that I have is lack of sensitivity. People can sit there and cry, and I don't feel anything. You know, when I and Pastor Da watch, you know, when we watch comedy movie, everyone laugh. I would sit there and watch. Yeah, it's joke, it's fun, but I don't laugh. I'm not very sensitive to people's feeling. And that's big, one of the big weaknesses in my life that I really struggle. That's why a lot of people in the church complain about me that Dr. Pastor Lau is not very sensitive to my feeling. Actually, I don't mean it, but because it's my weakness. But thank God that God put me to marry the right person. Pastor Da is very sensitive to people's feeling. She is very sensitive. And that rubbed on me. I got better. As year go by, as her character rubbed on me, I become more sensitive to people's feeling now. Better, not perfect yet. Amen. How many people sense that when you get around Pastor Da for a while, you become more sensitive to people? So when you spend time with God, you become more like Him. You need to spend time with God. Amen. Pray. Spend time reading the Bible and pray. And pray all day. Don't just pray only in the morning. You are in the posture. The Bible says like this. Pray without ceasing. When I perform operation, I pray at the same time. I talk to God. God, what I need to do next? What should I do? What should I say? How can I handle this? While you are driving, you talk to God. You pray to God. You listen to God. And you talk to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many people don't want calamity in your life? God spoke to me a few days ago. This is one of the biggest disease in America, in the church in America. But the biggest disease in America is this. I have no need. I have need of nothing. I have good computer at home. I have good education. I have money to pay bill. I have good doctors. I have good chiropractor. I have good health insurance. I have good life insurance. My job provide me with all the coverage, everything. I have need of nothing. I'm fine. And this is a big problem in America. And that's why people don't need God. And that spill into the church, that most Christian, I'm fine. I don't need to be desperate for God. I don't need to be hungry for God. I don't need to spend time with God in prayer. I tell you right now, if you are in that condition, you are backsliding. If you feel that you have no need of anything in your life, you are fine. You are backsliding. And that's when calamity is going to come. Why? Why calamity have to come? I learned the secret of protecting myself from calamity. Calamity. One secret is obedience. The second secret is stay desperate for God every day of my life. God, I need your help. God, I need your wisdom. God, speak to me. God, guide me. God, I don't know much. God, I don't have much. God, I'm still weak. God, I'm still immature. God, I'm desperate for you. If you keep doing this, you will not face calamity. You know why? Why calamity come in? To wake you up. If people, everything is fine, God is a spare tire. They don't pray. They don't talk to God. They don't depend on God. And that is a big problem in America. We don't see this in the third world country because they don't have good doctors. They don't have good medical equipment. They don't have good money. They don't have internet and great website here. They need to depend on God. But in America, people don't need God. And that's why sometimes God allows something to happen so that people will wake up and say, "Ooh, I need God." How many people want to protect yourself from calamity? Stay obedient and stay desperate for God all the day of your life. Amen. I make a decision that I'm going to stay desperate for God all the days of my life, no matter how much money I have, no matter how successful I am. It doesn't matter. I still need God every day. I still need the grace of God. That's why God sends spanking in to wake you up. Oh, I need God. Calamity, sickness and disease or whatever. Or lawsuit or something. Amen. I'm trying to save you. That's why I preach this. I try to help you. I love you. Amen. So that's number 3. Pray. Spend time with God to become more like Him. Number 4. Is that number 4 or not? 5. Okay. I don't count. I don't put a number in here. Worship. We need to be people of worship. You know why worship is so important? The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 verse 47, constantly praising God, being in favor and good with all the people. They constantly, the Bible says constantly praise God. Why? Because worship. Last Monday, I went to Evergreen Hospital to perform surgery. And all morning, I just sing, "Lord of all." I just worship God during performing surgery. Oh, I just love to worship God. Sometimes I just performing surgery and I hum the song. I just worship. You know why? Worship brings the presence of God into your life. Amen. You become like the God you worship. Amen. Amen. I used to have a God who is very cruel. When I was a young man, I worshiped a God with about 8 arms. 8 arms. I don't know what to call it in English. So I worshiped that God when I was young. And in this God teach me that I can put the spell on my back and the knife cannot cut on my skin. But I need to be martial. And if somebody get me mad, I need to kill that person. So when I was a young man, I was very cruel, very selfish, like that God. Because that God teach me that way. You remember that? That know me since I was 15 years old. So she knew when I was a young man that I was very, you know, harsh, very selfish, very arrogant. Because I worship an arrogant God, the God with 8 arms. But now, I worship the living and kind God. The more you worship Him, the more you become like Him. That's why we need to spend time in worshiping God. Let His presence fill your life. The more His presence fills your life, the more you become like Him. It's very important to worship God. Amen. That's why our church loves to worship. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Number 6. 5. Okay, 5. I want to see that you're awake or not. Okay, number 5. In Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 43. They steadfastly persevere, devoting themselves constantly to the instruction and fellowship of the apostles, to the breaking of bread, prayer, and sense of awe, reverential fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were performed through the apostles. Everyone say apostles. Okay, look at another scripture. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 10 to 15. Ephesians 4, 10 to 15. I read from NIV. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens. Who descended and who ascended? Who? Jesus. Jesus, who is the one who came down from heaven, and Jesus is the one who ascended in order to fill the whole universe. It is He, meaning Jesus, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, some teachers, and to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. Become mature. Everyone say mature. Attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we all will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the wave blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in the deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. Grow up to become like Christ. What do we need to grow up? Not only the word of God, not only fellowship, not only prayer, not only worship. We all need to hook up to the 5-4 ministry leadership in the body of Christ. Amen. Pastor, teachers, prophet, evangelists, and apostles. That's why you will never grow until you join a local church. Because the only way that you can hook up to the pastor and teacher and prophet is to be in the local church. And that's the reason why I invite Derek Prince Ministry. Derek Prince Ministry is well known about being a teacher in the body of Christ. Derek Prince is one of the most powerful teacher in the body of Christ. My wife loves his teaching very much. We listen to his teaching all the time. Actually, I learn a lot from him. I learn about casting out demons from Derek Prince. Not directly from him, from his tape. Amen. Amen. That's why we connect to Rodney Howard Brown, the evangelist and the apostle that come to America. Amen. That's why I try to invite some teachers here. I invite some evangelists here. We're going to have one evangelist come to our camp named Mike Francine. Let him impart to you, teach you to be evangelist, to grow up more. We're going to have another guest speaker come this year. But I don't know the date yet. He is an evangelist too. I already wrote. Did you send that letter out to Dick Mill? I need to ask my secretary. I sent a letter to a prophet who lives in California. that I want to invite him to come to our church. This prophet is amazing. He is about 86 years old. He sits on a chair, and if he, I point finger to somebody, that person stand up, he will quote the scripture and prophesy on you. And exactly right. Right on. Prophet. We need to connect ourselves to the prophet, to the apostle, to the body of Christ, in the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. That's why our church connect to the whole body of Christ, not just say that we have everything. We don't have everything in this church. We need other parts of the body of Christ to grow up. Amen. Definitely. This connection go by divine alliance, led by the Spirit. I don't have time to link to the whole body of Christ. I just have only enough time to connect to people that God lead me to. Amen. You understand what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Last one. In order to become like Christ, we need the last one here that I want to talk about today. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. The Bible says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandal I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Everyone say fire.
Fire.
Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost has fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. Everyone say fire. And one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Exodus chapter 24 verse 17. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire. Everyone say fire.
Fire.
On the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 24. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire. Fire, a jealous God. Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 3. Therefore, understand today that the Lord your God, he is he who goes over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you. So you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly. Destroy demon and sin. That's what it means here. God doesn't tell us today to go and kill people. Destroy demon and sin. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 29. For our God is a consuming fire. God is not only our dad. God is not only our shepherd. God is not only our healer. God is not only our creator. God is a fire. Malachi chapter 3 verses 2 to 3. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears, when he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soul, he will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge. Purge means get rid of. Chase away them as gold and silver that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. My dear brother and sister, if you want to purify something, do you know that every one of us have different kinds of sins and bondage? And we all, some of us even have demons in us. And actually I can tell when I look at people's face. I know that they have demons. I have experience enough to, I can tell, but I don't tell you. I just lay hand on you and cast them out. You know, we all have impurities. Impurity can be bondage, can be sin. You know why the Bible say that God give grace to the humble? You know what is, what one of the characteristics of the humble is this. Listen carefully. One of the characteristics of the humble is this. I admit that I need help. I admit that I have problems. People who are prideful. No, I'm fine. I don't need help. I'm okay. I'm fine. I have money. I have education. I never kill anyone. I never rob a bank. But my dear brother and sister, all of us need the fire of God. The fire of God. You know, when you want to purify gold, what you do? You put gold in the container, burn, until the gold become liquid. And then the impurity will go up on the surface, and then the goldsmith will scoop off. Thank you, Pastor Da. Try to help me find the word. Yesterday, I could not find that word. Scoop off the impurities, and then the gold become pure 100%. I tell you right now, no matter how many people criticize me, I will never back off from the fire of God. We need the fire of God in the church. And when the fire of God touch you, something gonna happen. And God will not purify you in one touch. Because you have so many things that God need to deal with you. He gonna purify you little by little. A few weeks ago, God touched Ginny Hebron here on the stage here. The fire of God touched her. And she know right away that some demonic power go out of her. Her eyes open and see things from God. Is that true? You, can you imagine she has been Christian for the rest of her life? I mean, she grew up in the church, but she still need the fire of God. We need the fire of God all the days of our life. And that's why in our church, when the fire of God come, last night when I preached about this, people get touched by the fire of God. Everyone, including new believer, come out. They get touched by the fire of God. And I believe something changed on the inside. When the fire of God comes in, He will burn and purge and get rid of some sin. I remember, I give you my own. You know, I tell you, I will never back off from the fire of God because I come step by step in my Christian walk and I see it. Why? I came from Buddhism. I come to know Jesus Christ, and I was in a Baptist church. I did not even speak in tongue, but I struggled. I was kind of sit in the back of the room, kind of, it's okay. I was not on fire. Then I speak in tongue. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I become all on fire, but I still have a lot of wrong thinking, even though I studied the word a lot. Until 1997, God spoke to me in the camp in Warm Beach. I never forgot. I was standing in the camp after the service. God said, you must go to that city and meet this man and you're going to be touched by the fire of God and your life will never be the same. I obey God. I went to that meeting and I got touched by the fire of God. And since then, I keep the fire of God in me. And after that time, my life has never been the same. My family life is changed. Our relationship is improved. A few days ago, Pastor Da showed me a piece of paper of another church schedule of teaching. Oh, become a good husband, become a good wife, and blah, 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 blah. I am not against teaching class. I love teaching class, and I teach a lot. But you know, I laugh. I say to Pastor Da personally, as a husband and wife, I say, you know, if you have only teaching without the cleansing fire, you can learn until your head become big. Become a big head. But it's not going to change people rapidly like the fire of God touch people. You know why? Listen carefully. Don't fall asleep right now. Listen carefully. The word of God. This is serious. Because this is one of the characteristics of our church. If you want to join this church, you need to understand my heart. This is serious because the word of God only can change your mind. But the spirit of God, the fire of the revival, will change your spirit on the inside. Many times when I was on the floor, when God touched me, God dealt with me. The first time God dealt with me, I remember that when I was on the floor, God rebuked me. He said, I need to change your heart right now. You don't like children running around in the church. You are so religious. You want to shuffle the children into another room. I say, God, I repent. From now on, we will not discriminate children in the church. Amen. You see, even pastors have sin. Sin of religion. Sin of... One time, God touched me in 1998. I was in a meeting, and the leader of the meeting make hand like this. Fire! The fire of God touched me. I was under the chair for 1 hour crying nonstop. Demon come out of me. Many demons come out of me. That day I was set free. And I was pastor already for 15 years. God, the fire of God chased demon out of me. And I became changed after that day. That's why we need to stay in the fire all the time. You know why? Because we go out there Monday to Saturday, you're going to get contaminated by some impurity out there. So when you come back on Sunday, I like to have 4-hour service, actually. If I can lay hand on every one of you, every Sunday I will lay hand, but I cannot. Because of limited time and because some of you don't like it. You're going to run away out of the room. When I start to lay hand, I see a lot of people run out. Shh. They're afraid of the fire. I tell you, it's not you afraid, the demon inside, afraid of the fire. They don't want to get out of your body. So they will tell you to run out. Don't listen to the demon. You need the fire of God to change. By the anointing, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God has sent fire into the church 2,000 years ago and He has not stopped. Who stopped the fire? I tell you. Who know? Who stopped the fire? Who know the answer, real, right answer? The pastor. Yesterday, I talked to Judy. Judy is going back to Hong Kong. And I asked her this question, do you want fire in your life? She said yes. I said, it's up to you. You can continue to have association with us and have the church there, or you can go to any church, and if the pastor doesn't want a fire, I can guarantee it will be gone from your life because you're going to block it in the church. Fire of God must start from the leadership, the top leader. The fire of God must start from the husband. The fire of God must start from the top leader of every group, must start from the worship leader, must start from the worship director. If you don't like the fire of God, the whole group going to be quenched because God honor authority that He put over people. That's why I choose to continue in the fire of God. Because I know the fire of God is good for you. Keep you humble, keep you cleansed, keep you pure, keep you living a righteous life. On fire for God, never backslide. Amen? If we want to become like Christ, we need the fire of God as well, beside the word of God. And when the fire of God touches people, there will be. How many people put your hand in the fire sometime? How many people put your hand on the hot pot? What happened to you? You hit and you, oh, no reaction, no problem. Is that right? How many people put your finger in the electrical socket and you put in, oh, I feel nothing. I want to tell you, it's not about the manifestation. Let me repeat one more time. It's not about seeking the manifestation. It's about seeking the fire of God to touch you. Amen. And if God touch you and you feel physical manifestation because your finger go in, you start to zzzz. You have two choices. I notice that when people come to the prayer line, I notice this all the time. One group of people will come like this, plug into the fire, and then they begin to feel zzzz. They put their hand out and just walk back to the chair because they are afraid that God going to do something to them. Another group of people, when they plug in, plug more. And then they get touched. And they get delivered. I want to encourage all of you, when you plug your hand into the fire of God, don't pull your hand out. Because the fire of God never destroys anyone. The fire of God will bless you, change you to become more and more like Him. Amen. I have first-hand experience. My wife has first-hand experience. It's good to be touched by the fire of God. It brings unity in the house. It gets rid of the flesh and the carnality. Get rid of sickness and disease. Get rid of sin and bondage. Purge them out. Restore many marriage couple. Restore many relationship. Restore many kids and young people who are going to go into drugs and pornography. Because the fire of God will kick demon out of them. The carnality, all of them. So, the key is this. I need the fire. It's not about manifestation. And you need to get desperate. You need to keep asking God. If you come to the prayer line first time, you don't get the fire, that's okay. Come again. Come again until you get it. Don't say, oh, maybe not for me. No, it's for everyone. The fire of God is for everyone. Amen. It's about the heart. And let God burn you on His altar. Burn you on the altar. Put the kerosene of the Holy Ghost on you and just burn the tongue out of you. Burn the dross out of you. That's why God gives laughter. When God touches people, you know what laughter is all about? Laughter is like anesthetic, anesthesia. So that when God fire burn you, you will not feel that much that you have an operation. Nowadays, they have a new medication. They call juice in the hospital. I'm going to give you a juice right now. And that medication called... Oh, I cannot think about the name right now. My mind is blank. If I think about it, I'll tell you next Sunday. It's a medication, you know. Okay. It's a medication that you can even talk to people, but you will never remember anything. I know it, but I'm sorry. No. It's very advanced medication. They call juice. What is the name? I'm sorry. Now I become a pastor. I'm not a doctor up here. Jim, you know the name? Okay. Anyway. Juice. Okay. They put juice in there. And then you're still talking. You know, I have a procedure. A year ago, for the 50 years old man, we have a procedure. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. So when you turn 50, you need to have this check to rule out cancer. And they put the juice in me, and I was talking all the time. And then suddenly I woke up in the recovery room. I don't even remember that I was in the procedure. I forgot. They just numb my memory. So I didn't know what happened to me. Amen. So the same thing, laughter will help you to forget about the pain of surgery. Why God is cutting on you inside your spirit and kick demon out of you, kick something out of you. That's why we should be open to the move of God and to the fire of God if we want to become like Christ. The church that does not welcome the fire of God will never reach to the fullness of God. I believe that the end time church that want to become the bride of Jesus welcome the fire of God, and we will be one of them. That's why we look weird, because we are not like other churches. But it's okay. We are weird in the eyes of man, but we are right in the eyes of God. The foolishness of man, the foolishness of God. What did I say? The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is the foolishness in the eyes of man. What we do in the church here look foolish in the eyes of man. But it's the wisdom of God. God used the fire of God to burn people. Not burn, kill. No. Burn the tongue out of you. But it's the wisdom of God. Amen. Go back and read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and chapter 2. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'd like to ask Judy to come out here. Actually, only one Hong Kong, huh? Julie and Christy. Is that right, Christy? Anyone else from Hong Kong? Judy, this is your last Sunday here for now, but you may come back to visit us anyway. Judy accepted Jesus about 5.5 years ago in our church. She's going to go back to Hong Kong, and she asked God to help her to start the revival group over there, church eventually. You want to say something to the congregation, just to... Whatever, you want to thank them or whatever, just...
I really thank God that I believe it's not accident that I've been here. And God may bring me here to this church. I really thank you, everyone here, that I learned a lot from this church. And I really see the God's love from everyone. So I know although I will going back, I will miss here a lot. But I believe God will always be with me, and
use you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'd like to pray for, can you come and join hand together? We'd like to pray for Hong Kong, that we will see revival in Hong Kong. Amen. And I'd like to, maybe Pastor Da come and lay hand. We'd like to bless you, impart the Spirit of God upon your life, the fire of God, so that you go back to Hong Kong and you stand here, represent people in Hong Kong. That we want to see the gospel preached. A church will rise up. All the churches will be blessed. Many young people will come to know the Lord. Amen. We see revival in Hong Kong. Amen. Hallelujah. As a congregation, we pray together for Hong Kong. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray for that nation, Lord. Lord, you love people in Hong Kong. You love them. That you send your son, Jesus Christ, to die for them, Lord. They are so precious. They're valuable. They are loving. Lord, I pray that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon that nation, upon that city. Lord, and you raise up many servants of God in that nation, Lord, to preach the gospel and make disciples. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will use Judy and Christy in the name of Jesus. That they will be used by you supernaturally by the fire of God. That they will be able to preach the gospel there. Do the great and mighty things. The miracle will happen in that meeting. Lord, that many souls will come into the kingdom. Many people will join heart together to be a local revival church. That the fire of God will burn in that city. Many people will come in. The rivers of God will flood Hong Kong, Lord. The wind of God will blow in that nation. Lord, in the end time like this, Lord. Lord, we ask you to impart your spirit, your grace upon this sister, Lord. Yes, Lord. We bless them. Yes, Lord. Indeed. Lord, bless them. Fire, God. Fire, God. Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire of God, keep. Let God, the fire of God burn inside you. Don't hurry to get up. Hallelujah. You know, when people fall down because they yield to God and they want to spend time with God instead of standing, they just spend time with God over there. Not only that, because sometimes the fire causes you to lose strength. Amen. I'd like to pray one more time for Yui. Yui, you bring the fire of God back to Bangkok. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand here 1 minute. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Thai people who sit in that corner can come up. You come out here. Thai people who sit in that corner come out here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May the fire of God burn Bangkok, burn Asia. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Burn Asia. Kun Terry, come out here. Yes, Lord. Just give me a few minutes. Honor the Holy Spirit. Join hand together. Join hand together. Don't focus on me. Focus on God. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive the fire of God right now. Receive the fire of God. Receive the fire of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Receive the fire of God. Receive the fire of God. Fill you. Fill. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fire. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Fire. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fire. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Fire. Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Fire. 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 Jesus' mighty name. Fire. Burn. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Burn. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fire of God, burn. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. John Filter. John Filter. Yes, Lord. John Filter. I will never keep up. I will never keep up on you.
Just one touch of His hand.
Heal. Heal. Jesus' mighty name.
The same.
Heal. I command healing to happen in your body. Heal. 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 Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Heal. Jesus' mighty name. Heal. Now, Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Heal. Yes, Lord. Fire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Filter, Lord. Filter. This lady accepted Christ maybe about 10 years ago. And God led her back here. She accepted Christ 10 years ago. She told me, I don't remember her very well, but she accepted Christ in our church when we were in the old building. And God led her back here. Hallelujah. God is leading those who are being saved into the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You may think that our church is weird, but this is going to save a lot of people. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Fire, God. Yes, Lord. Fire. Fire. Now. Now. Fire. Now. Now. Jesus' mighty name. Lift your hand up. You accept Jesus Christ yet? You have Jesus in your heart yet? Why don't you pray with me? Pray with me. Pray with me. I'm going to lead him to accept Jesus Christ. So just, Father in heaven, I give my life to you. I want Jesus to be my God. I repent of my sin. I turn away from my sin. Help me, Lord. I call the name of the Lord Jesus. I call the name of Jesus right now. Fill me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Close your eyes. Fire. Yes, Lord. Now. Now. Fire. 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 Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Sean's dad. Sean's dad has accepted Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fire! Burn everything that bound you right now in Jesus' mighty name. You are set free to serve the living God. Yes, Lord. Set free right now by the fire of God. Yes, Lord. Now. Now, from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Yes, Lord. Now. Now. Burn. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Jesus. Help me. I give my life to you. I turn away from my sin. I don't want to be right with you. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Bless him. Bless him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fire. Fire. Yes, Lord. Fire! 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 Now! Jesus' mighty name. Victor, God wants to cleanse you more and more so that you can be used of God. Take it serious that God gonna cleanse you. Take it serious. Jesus' mighty name. Take it serious. Take it serious. Serious, serious. Hallelujah. Mighty name, I command the wrong spirit to go out of you right now in Jesus' mighty name. I bless you by the fire of God right now. By the fire of God right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fire! Now, Jesus' mighty name. Free indeed. Liberty. Free. Free, free, free by the anointing of God. Free right now. Now, yes, Lord, yes, hallelujah, free, Jesus' mighty name, now, yes, Lord, fire, yes, Lord, from the top of his head, from the bottom of his toe, demon, go out right now in Jesus' mighty name. The desire for the things of the world must go away, but the new heart come in by the Spirit of God, the new heart come in. The new heart, the new spirit. Fire! 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 Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. New heart. Yes, Lord. Spend time with God down there. Don't get hurry to get up. Fire! Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Filled with the fire of God. God right now. Fire of God right now. Jesus' mighty name. Bless her, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Bless her. Filter, Lord. Live a long life. No sickness and disease. By the anointing of God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I command in Jesus' mighty name that the headache must go away right now in Jesus' mighty name. Go away, headache. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Fire. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fire. Jesus, fire. Now, Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Fire. Jesus' mighty name. Fire. Jesus' mighty name. Fire. Jesus' mighty name. Fire. Your home gonna serve the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.